You're ready?
Podcast. So welcome to this episode of Connie's Podcast. My name is Dane.
And I'm Pow. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Icon Fast Fiction on Stan Twitter.
And I'm Icon Pick Fix in Twitter.
We figured we'd record an episode to talk about Icon merch.
Yeah. A disclaimer, Dane is not a merch person.
Oh yeah,
very good. If you want to talk about merch, the best person to go to is moi.
This is gonna be Pao's episode. She's the merch lady.
Ako yung merch adjuma.
Yeah. My only contribution to this episode is, yun nga, because of Icon, I actually bought my very first light stick. Yay, after like 10 years of fangirling. We'll get to that. On this episode, we'll tell you about where we, actually mainly Pao, buys merch in Myeongdong, where you can buy them. And also, yeah, like just talk to you about the haul that we have. And we'll just post pictures on our show notes. So yeah, so where do we buy merch, okay. Merch girl?
So when you go to Myeongdong, literal na battlefield of shopping. So yeah. Just be ready with a couple of wands.
And your credit card.
For Icon, it's practically easy. Mm. Kasi dalawa lang naman yung pwede mong puntahan to buy Icon merch. So one is in YG Republic. Mm-hmm. So despite the fact that it's a restaurant or it's a pub. It's a pub yung second floor.
No, and then may cafe. And then may grill restaurant.
Grill restaurant. We went there. Pagpasok mo dun sa left side niya, puro merch yun. It's like a very small room of merch. Merong mga like concert memorabilia. Like actually, ang daming Big Bang. To be honest, like the Big Bang merch is like everywhere.
As it should be. Yeah. They are the kings.
Yeah. All hail.
Respect.
And then, of course, you have the light sticks. For YG, they do have the key rings. Pero parang sobrang limited ng albums na meron sa kanila.
Compare the two. So that's the one location. Mm-hmm. The second one is YG store in Lotte Young department store.
Which basically is right.
It's across the street from one of the entrances of Myeongdong.
I think it's Namdaemun. Like Namdaemun yung Namdaemun Row yung.
I think it's towards Namdaemun. Yeah. Lotte Young is within Lotte department store or the building. Closer to the Green Line, which is Ujiro Il. That's where it is. And it's a department store. So, it's not like a closed walled shop or anything. Nee. It's just sort of like a space among other brands then. You'll easily see like the merch and Kronk. actually, yung marker ko, it's Kronk. If I see the bear. Uh-oh. Oh, that's YG.
So, kaya lang sa Lotte Young, per shelf siya. May shelf for winner. Unlike sa YG Republic.
The space itself.
Sobrang liit ng space for the merch. But for Lotte Young, may shelf for winner, may shelf for Big Bang, and then there's a shelf for Icon.
For artist siya.
Yeah, so there's also a shelf for Blackpink. And weirdly enough, there's also Psy.
And Epic High still
and
there.
Epic High. So,
parang residual parts of the contract.
Yeah.
I forget, wait, what floor was it for Lotte Young? I can't remember.
I think it's second floor.
It was the ground floor.
From the underground, so.
Yeah. You're on street level. It's street level. Yeah. It's just there.
So, pero, yun nga, the problem that I have, well, I do have light sticks. So, walang light sticks sa Lotte Young store.
That was just on the day.
So I think naubos. I don't know. Naubos siya. Maybe someone bought like the whole.
Naubos siya kasi I was there. Stock. Meron talagang girl na bumili. 14 combats.
Ikaw
and
na
she
ate
literally
girl.
Pointed at everything on display and she was like, all of it. And then, syempre, I stayed around to check like how many it actually was. And then, so the staff counted 14. But then, when Pao and I went back, yung display area where the combats were, biglang puro siya winner light stick. Nee. So I was like, oh no, Pao, I think they ran out. I think kasi yung YG store in Lotte Young is more accessible and maybe more well-known. Because YG Republic is fairly newer. Mm. So feeling ko, more fans go there. When we went back to YG Republic, dami namang combats doon.
Hindi siya sobrang dami, guys. So, baka lang isipin ninyo, like, marami. But it's actually not. Like, less than 30, I guess. By the way, they don't sell version 1 anymore. Puro version 2
Oh yeah, it's version 2 na talaga. Doon sa YG Republic store, mas konti yung albums.
Yeah.
Versus, they had
in Lotte Young. Let's say, for example, you're looking for a specific album. Let's say, yung Welcome Back na half album. Wala na siya sa Lotte Young. hindi kumpleto yung albums nila doon. Like, meron yung mga recent ones, like the repackaged one, and then they have the Continue, and then they have Final. They do have also the Welcome Back Full album. Being the merch lady, I tell you that you can just go around Myeongdong and look for Hot Tracks or Music Korea. They are basically like in Japan. So, sa Japan, may Tower Records. For Korea, you have Music Korea. And then you also have Hot Tracks.
Meron din naman Tower Records sa Greenbelt dati. Tita comment, sorry. Actually, to be honest, and this is me, the non-merch person, parang super kulang-kulang yung stuff ng Icon.
Nee.
I honestly felt bad. I don't know if it's because they're suddenly so popular na naubos talaga lahat. Let's hope it's the case, right? Yeah. Or hindi lang talaga na-restock. Mm-hmm. We really don't know. So, yeah. We're actually hoping to get the Continue Tour sweatshirts. Yeah. Wala na. But I do feel na naubos talaga siya. Which is good. Actually, wala ngang concert shirts yung Icon. Like, the Killing Me one, wala. Actually, yung natira lang, the shirts were just the New Kids and the fleece jackets, and then like the summer board shorts. Yeah. So it was a lot. You could tell that it was a lot of like leftovers from previous releases. Yeah. So I don't know how to feel about it. Parang wala ganun talaga. So well, the moral of the story is: if you find merch that you like, especially if it's Icon, get them na, kasi you never know.
And most of the concert merch, kasi are not in the music stores like Hot Tracks.
Oh yeah, you only get that from there.
Puro albums ang yung meron dun. Mm-mm. And even the Light Sticks, I think, wala siya dun sa music stores.
That's true.
So you can just buy it from YG Republic and the YG shop in Lotte.
Yeah.
So, ang $1 million question ngayong gabing ito, na nare-record namin tong podcast na to, is, ano ba yung binili naming merch?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, bumili ng merch si Dane. Our PD name actually knows this, na mas bibili pa ako ng Light Stick kaysa kay Dane.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So, nakakatawa kasi for the first time in the history.
Ako yung nag-push. Kasi, like, in concert, feels weird to me to just be raising your hand and, like, waving your light stick. I kind of, like, just wanna flail around. I am a loser. Sorry. But what I realized just from standing Icon is, Icon would get so much energy from seeing the sea of red, like, the confire. Honestly, this is the first time in a fandom that I feel like, oh man, like I want to be a part of that confire. Therefore, I have to buy a light. That's my rationale.
Na-disappoint pa si Dane na wala ng version 1.
Oh yeah.
Like, you would hear it from me, but then again, it wasn't me.
Oh, I think it helps din na parang because it's hard to get, now I want it. Yan, yung mga issues ko in life.
So, what did you get, Dane?
So, I, not only did I get the normal sized combat, I actually got the Jinan size color. Joke lang. Oh my god.
The
don't hate me.
But
I got the mini combat keyring also.
To put it in place inside the box. So this is the, ayan yung totoong combat. Yung keyring, ang tunog niya is.
Price points, actually, they're close in price. So, the mini combat keyring is 15,000 won. So, it's $15. And then, the combat is 18,000 won or $18. But, I actually bought the mini combat keyring first kasi may purpose talaga siya for me. I mean, I can use it as a keyring for my keys or whatever. That's my rationale. So, I bought it first. And it's tiny. It's easy to bring around. But then, yun nga, I ended up buying din naman the combat. And I have no regrets. Mm. It's actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel like I'm part of, like I'm a real iconic now. You know, don't feel like you need a combat to feel like a real iconic.
Mm-hmm.
But if
she's unboxing it right now.
I know. I want to look at it again. So there. That's it. that's my story for the combat. That's
oh my
the
gosh.
Only thing I bought. So now we move on
to the merch person.
Yeah, to the merch lady.
So right now kasi talagang tiniis ko no 2018 ang dami nilang release, pero dahil alam ko na pupunta ako ng Korea ng February, so tiniis ko talaga siya na hindi bilhin. So tatlo yung hindi ko nabili. They call this, wala akong Icon Continue album, wala akong Icon Final album, and wala rin akong the repackage, the acrylic one. So guess what I bought? And basically, these albums have two versions of each. So, yeah, meron lang naman akong bit-bit na anim na album. Tapos, nung nagko-compute ako, say ko, okay, Dane, wag mo akong i-judge. Because this is not gonna, like, hindi siya mura. So, nung nakita ni Dane kung magkano yung total, I was just telling her, like, can you please be supportive? Because I can actually see her eyes judging me for buying merch. And you don't understand, like, you're not a merch person.
I know, that's why it's like...
I'm pretty sure, hush. Like, the people who are merch people also, I have, like, people behind me.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
And then I also bought Combat version 2. Mm-mm. Too bad, because I used to have an online shop.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are actually ordering version 1 from me, yung lightstick ng Icon. But I never got one because never naman kasi silang nagkaroon ng route sa Pinas.
But we went to Singapore to see them. Yeah. Did you want to?
But then, we didn't
did they
line
have
up.
A combat no. na by then?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We didn't line up for the merch because finally we have a tight schedule when we went to Singapore. Actually, yeah. First time for me and Dane, but for PD,
oh, yeah.
Lim, it's...
So, fun fact, PD Nim actually went to literally their first, the debut concert.
The debut
one
concert,
where they were all like, crying.
Welcome back!
As in that one. So, sobrang cool. Yeah, she was crying the entire time. Oh, and she has that, what is it, like a bracelet? The one that they were giving out on that first day that follows the lights and everything. So, yeah, memorable. So.
Yeah.
She's OG.
The question is, am I going to unbox?
Let's go. I want to see.
Okay, so
I
want to
see what you spend on.
So I'm going to unbox the acrylic. Gusto ni Dane yung black. So I'm
okay,
going
cool.
to give her the privilege.
You gonna give it to me?
No.
Let's make guesses on who you get before you open it. What are we guessing on? There's a photo card,
yeah,
right?
Acrylic keychain.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a Polaroid or a postcard.
Okay.
I didn't research talaga.
I think it might have been a postcard or something. So there's three things. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm gonna guess. I think you're gonna get June, Yun Yong, and Chanu.
In all my Icon merches, hulaan nyo kung sino yung lagi kong nakukuha.
Wait, hindi ko din alam to. Si June? Oh my god, and you never share?
June and Song Yun.
Really?
Like, I rarely get a Bobby. Like, the only time that I got Bobby nung return.
Pero, you have Love and Fall Bobby.
The Love and Fall Bobby, there's like 5 photo cards for each album. Like, I'm whipped for Icon, but I'm not insane, like, to buy 5 albums just to get all 5 photo cards.
But to be fair, like, you got it on the first batch.
That was, when it was released, no? Nandito ako sa Korea nun.
Yeah, and you had the good sense of buying both. Anyway, okay, so that's my guess. Jude, Yun Yong, and Chanu.
Nothing in particular.
In
just
no
so
order.
You know,
no
I never particular. Got Chanu, ever.
Come, make your guess, make your guess.
I want to get my top 3, like Bobby, Song Yun Yong, B.I.
I think that's impossible.
Dude, I got B.I. last time.
Let's
I
see.
Traded it for a Bobby.
Can you get like the same, 2 things? Of the same member.
Yung return na black version, I got all Bobbies.
Oh, wow.
And that's so impossible.
I know.
So yung sound.
Oh, ASMR. Yeah.
Okay, so acrylic talaga siya, guys. So I'm opening it na.
Oh my gosh, okay. Who are you gonna get?
So you can either get the signature of one member or the Icon. To be honest, I don't wanna get the Icon.
So whose signature do you wanna get?
Bobby! Please! Universe!
Yo-Yo has a nice signature, though. Oh, Bobby has a nice one, too, with a TC. I think it's gonna be June. Oh, cool stickers. Can you give me one
no.
for my laptop?
No. This is like sin. My personal rule is that when I buy albums, kahit na gaano ka cute yung sticker, I will not peel it off.
But why?
Because
it'll
I
it'll make
own
your
it.
Laptop cuter.
No.
Okay, fine. Never mind.
Okay,
fine,
so
fine.
This one is the
booklet
the,
thingy.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's glossy. Yeah. Oh my god, but guys, the end really looks like the end of National Bookstore, no? No shade.
And
I'm
then,
just saying.
At the postcards. So the postcards are practically
always the same.
The same pala talaga.
From the MV.
Yeah, it's the
very handsome boy. Who's your MVP on the picture in the car?
Yun Yong.
I know, he
best.
Looks pretty good here, I gotta
come
say.
On, it's not even like...
But you know, B.I. serving looks. He's
actually,
like gangsta, mobster looks.
Si
and June also looks like...
Oh,
and Chanu, oh no, I can't pick. Okay. This is the Iconic Life. You just can't pick. They're all awesome.
Yung poster actually ng the repackage.
She's unfolding it right now. It's all black and white.
And filled of icon faces.
Ooh, coolness.
Okay, like random icon
gotta pick faces. An MVP, girl. Let's go.
Oh my gosh, grabe. Ang hirap.
They all look so good.
I know.
Paano na?
Like, do June.
I know.
Okay, for me, I think this one is Bobby because of the
piercing.
You do have the photo book, and since it's the repackage, so nagdagdag lang sila ng I'm okay.
Oh, same picture as the same postcard.
Yeah. Yung lalagyan ng CD niya, merong picture. Pero iba yung post nila dito. Like, for example, look at handbin.
Oh, yan. Nakasarado yung door.
What I like about this one.
What's that silver thick book thing?
Yeah. Sorry. Napawis yung kamay ko.
Yun lang yung issue, no? Parang when you touch it, the fingerprint.
But okay. What I like about the repackage is that it's filled with photos.
So is this like normal for a repackage or pretty generous?
Yeah, this is generous na.
Okay.
Sobrang kapal. And guwapo sila dito. Ang gusto lang namang malaman ni Dane dito is sino yung nakuha ko photo card and the acrylic keychain.
Hmm.
So the acrylic keychain.
Oh my gosh, I think it is.
Talaga ba?
No, wait. Okay. Oh, we took a picture of their definitely, chopping board.
Yeah,
sa, ano.
Definitely, this is not.
It's not Bobby. It's not Bobby. Yunyoung.
It's not Yunyoung.
It's not Chanu.
Can it be B.I.? Nakakatawa. Oh my gosh, ang laki ng ngiti ni Dane.
Hindi. It's not the same. Because we took pictures of their signatures in YG Republic and sa mga chopping
feeling
boards.
Feeling ko hanbin to.
It feels like hanbin. Wait, let me Google it real quick.
So yeah, I got Jinan.
Got Jinan. Cutie.
Yahoo! Okay, and the photo card is...
Chanu. Oh my gosh, I was like right. I said Chanu.
It's like the first time.
Girl, can I see him? I want to see. Oh, he's so cute. Oh my gosh, I was right. How do you feel?
Okay lang.
Oh, what
Because trade ko rin to ng Bobby. So if any of you wants to trade with me
Give
for...
it to me na lang. I like Chanu.
No.
So what are the rules of like taking care of merch?
Okay.
Trading them, ganyan. Any tips?
Depende kasi. There are people that I met, they only want the photo card, so they sell the album. Like, they sell the photo cards for like 300 to 500 pesos. There are sellers who call it like the thingy version. Basically, like, you buy one of each. I mean, not one of each. Like, you just buy the photo book, you just buy the photo card. This photo book, you buy it as a whole.
But that means someone was willing to give up their photo book.
Exactly.
Why?
Because they just want the photo card sometimes.
Mm.
Like, there are merch people kasi na, I just want the photo card.
Interesting. If you know anyone who has a really large collection of, like, icon merch, we'd love to interview him or her.
Ako kasi, my personal rule is that everything needs to be intact. I used to sell the album for the photo card, but it's not sustainable because it's very expensive. Lalo na for icon. I think tumigil ako kay Bobby eh. Nung narealize ko na, shucks, lima yung photo card nung kay Bobby. Pero ikokollect ko ba yun lahat?
Meaning like, you buy the photo card?
No, either that or I buy like 5 albums.
But then you wouldn't know if...
Yeah, I wouldn't know. But I can trade it.
Right.
Yeah, so...
How much did Bobby's photo card sell for? Yung Love and Fall.
Never ever deal with eBay. That's my suggestion. There are other people kasi who does.
Hmm.
I'm just happy that I have like their complete album. So okay na ko.
Do you display them?
I buy the resealable plastics and place them in.
Where do you buy those?
Divisoria is the way to go. Ang assumption, it's papel. So kahit na acid-free yung papel. At some point, you would know that it's like gonna get destroyed if you keep it like naka-shelf lang siya ganun. So, you really have to make sure that they're safe and also to not to attract insects.
Yeah. What do you plan to do with them in the future?
Gusto ko ng shelf filled with icon and ano, K-pop stuff. Majority of my collections are photo books. I buy albums because, you know, they have concepts for each. So, medyo interesting yun for me.
And do you put up the posters?
Depende.
Okay.
Ang mahirap kasi with icon, like the posters are normally double-sided.
Oh.
Yeah. Yung posters ko kasi, naka-roll yun properly.
Oh yeah, and you have the things that architects bring.
Yep.
Oh nga pala.
What I do is that I have a file in my laptop that I keep track of. Oh my gosh.
Whoa! Sorry. This is all new to me. We've been friends a while. But we've gone to a lot of K-pop concerts. This is a different side of town. It's an Excel sheet, ganun.
Yeah, it's an Excel sheet. Actually, hindi pa nga siya updated eh.
Parang inventory.
Yeah. Yung photo cards, hindi lang naman siya like from the album. It could be from an event. Usually, ang ginagawa ko pag nagtitrade ako, same album siya. Mm. I rarely trade ng random. Like, for example, I have a Chanu. I have a Chanu for the repackage. Mm. And then, I'll trade it for a Bobby ng Continue. I rarely do that.
A Bobby from the repackage.
I want my albums intact. Like, yung meron sa kanya.
And then your extra photo cards, you put it in those, like where they used to put NBA cards, right?
I used to collect NBA cards when I was young. Kasi yung cousins ko, they're all boys. Paano ako nag-collect ng NBA cards before?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the
interesting
thing.
Okay. This is a stressful question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. A stressful hypothetical. Let's make it less stressful. If Marie Kondo went to your house and she was like, "Oh, Pao, you can only pick one album, the one that sparks the most joy, and I'm gonna make it easy for you and just keep it within your icons and Bobby collections. Go."
I would kill Marie Kondo.
Grabe ka, she's like adorable.
No, I'm not a killer. I'm not a psycho. But what I'm saying is, wag mo hawakan yung merch ko.
She's not gonna touch it. She's gonna ask you this album, but this photo card. Okay lang. I'm fine. Like,
I really want to keep things intact. Mm. Kasi may concept. So, like, if you mix stuff, it doesn't fit at all.
The ISTJ.
Yeah, by the book talaga. Oh, sorry.
Like, what tugs at your heart? Like,
okay.
Marie Kondo style.
It's Bobby's Love and Fall.
I knew you were gonna say that. Love or Fall, though?
Love is
the
blue one.
Okay. And Fall is like the orangey, sort of.
Yeah. Medyo bias ako on this one kasi my favorite color is blue, so I would go for Love. Sobrang cool nung, like, how the concept is, I think. Mm. Like, it gives you, like, the summer feels also.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, the photo cards are also good, nice.
So, which photo card do you have? Does he have his shirt on? Does Bobby have... Oh, that's why. So, now we know why she's gonna keep it. Some rich, like, person wants to buy your album. The budget is 31,000 pesos. What would you sell?
Wala.
You have to, you must. They're all out of stock now. You can never get, like, okay. You can never get them again.
Even if someone tells me that I'm gonna buy it for a million.
Whatever. Do them. I'm a not. Million kisses from Bobby. For one album. I didn't say we were trading in currency.
You did say 31,000.
I did. I know, but you said a million. I was like, okay, raising the stakes. A million kisses and hugs. Kiss on the cheek.
Might as well marry me instead.
No, he can't. Just for an album, grabe naman yung value nun.
Oh, yun na nga eh. Just for an album, 1,000,000 kisses.
So you wouldn't trade it for 1,000,000 kisses?
Hindi.
Oh my gosh, you liar. You're gonna send him an Instagram.
No,
Bobby, please prove me wrong.
Hindi talaga. Like, I'm not... You're not gonna catch me selling icon stuff or shiny stuff. Hindi talaga. Pero kasi for icon, I rarely encounter like people who wants to buy my merch. Even when I encounter people na parang, oh, I want this. Like, it can Love and Fall. Like, nobody...
Yeah, like on Stan Twitter, parang...
Nobody wants to...
They're all patiently waiting nobody for wants to restock.
Exactly. Like, nobody asks me, like, are you selling your merch? Or are you selling your Love and Fall? Wala. Whereas, sa ibang fandom kasi...
They'll find ways.
Yeah.
It's a very
They're gonna offer you.
So, Iconic's a very rule-abiding, honest, like, by the book. Maybe there are a bunch of ISTJ Iconics.
Wow. So, kunwari, let's say, papakilala kita kay Bobby, bibigay ko yung number niya sa'yo. Okay, sige. Bala ka. You're not gonna catch me selling my merch.
And that, fellow Iconics, is why Pao is the merch lady. Legit. OG merch lady.
Mm. Meron kasi din ako mga nabiling icon official stuff na second hand na siya. Mm. Like, ang lagi kong unang question is, buo pa ba siya? Like, what's the inclusion?
So, kung hindi siya buo, mati-turn off ako. Oh. Hindi ko siya bibilin.
I have one last question. My favorite book is High Fidelity by Nick Hornby. The story is about a guy who has a vinyl record store. So, syempre, he buys and sells mga records to sell in his store, but he also has a very good personal collection. He gets a call from this lady. I'm selling a bunch of records. Can you come to my house and see what they're worth? And I'm gonna sell it to you. When he gets there, he sees, like, a gold mine of vinyl records. Super rare, super valuable stuff. So, he got super excited. Like, as a personal collector, that's, like, important. And he was ready to, like, pay a hefty price. So, he asked the lady, but, okay, how much do you want these for? And the lady was like, I don't know, whatever the price you can pay. As in, she seemed very nonchalant about it. Hindi naman figure out why she was selling it, and she didn't care about the price. He got to the bottom of it, and he found out the lady is going through a divorce, and the records are actually the records of the ex-husband. And she really just wanted to get rid of it. So, the lead guy in the book, Sir Rob, actually turned down the offer and didn't buy any of the records, even if he wanted to so bad. He couldn't take those records away from another, like, fellow collector. So my question is, if that happened to you,
ako yung
ikaw, 5 Love and Fall albums, tapos all 5 different photo cards of Bobby for the price of, like, 1. And then you ask, like, bakit mo naman binibenta to? And, like, he's like, it's my girlfriend's, but, like, she's a horrible person. We broke up, and this is my revenge. Would you buy or not?
I'll buy it.
Guys, sorry, hindi talaga ako mag-hesitate. Like, oh, sure. Take my money. I'll get all the CDs. Wala talaga akong dignidad pagdating sa merch. Like, wala akong pake kung sabihin niyo sa akin na, oh my gosh, gumagastos ka na ganyan for merch. Wala kang pake, pera ko to. Just to piss everyone off. What I will do is that, pag nabili ko na siya, pipicturean ko siya and I will post it on Stan Twitter.
Yung side ko naman. Alam ko na sobrang rare na nung win.
I didn't even know they had photo cards then.
100 Days, that's the win DVD. And even Mix and Match. Actually, wala pa akong Mix and Match. Kahit bumila ko ng Mix and Match, wala nang photo card yun. Kasi alam ko, parang yung first press lang talaga yung meron. Okay, so if I buy a Mix and Match with a photo card, oh my gosh, that's like gold mine. I started stanning Icon win era, pero I'm not sold out on buying their merch just yet. Kasi nga, Team B pa sila nun. So,
how dare you?
No, I mean,
joke lang.
Medyo pinagsisihan ko yun. Kasi I'm pretty sure, like, cheap pa yung mga merch nun. Okay, but that's not the point. The point is, so someone posted, like, in the seller forums, I'm selling my 100 Days DVD, complete inclusion. So, lahat nandun intact. With a Bobby photo. So, parang ko, oh my gosh, this is like meant to be. So, ako naman, nung nakita ko yun, literal na parang, oh my gosh, bibilin kita. Like, shock, sana huwag niya akong pigain sa presyo. Like, natatakot ako
hindi na baka. Hindi nakasulat yung price.
Hindi. I PM'd, like, how much are you selling the 100 Days Journey with Bobby photo card and complete inclusion? Dude, nung sinabi niyang 1,000 pesos, magkita tayo ngayong araw na to.
Wait, how much is it retail for?
Yeah, if you, like, buy it from YG shop, so it's roughly about 37,000 won.
What? That's like 2,000 pesos. Yeah. $40-ish.
Shucks, I should show it to you.
Like, wait, did you buy it?
Yeah, of course!
Oh my god! Oh, sorry, spoiled that. You have this, and still, when I asked you, Hanina, you would keep Love and Fall Bobby over the win?
Yeah.
Really?
Bakit? Kasi kasama ba yung...
Well, I figured kasi I mean, it's them.
Hindi, kasi album yung Love and Fall.
Okay, fine. Oh, technicality. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
But to clarify, so this was win. So, Team A and Team B. Yes. So, you had a choice of, how many were they? 11 photo cards. Uh-oh. And that was Bobby. So, do you keep it, like, in a safe somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Ang ganda pa ng photo card na yun kasi ang kapal niya.
Yeah. This is how you know she's a merch lady. She's talking about paper quality.
Tapos, matte siya. Hindi siya glossy. It's rare that you have a matte photo card.
I just googled the picture and it's being resold for $75 for just the card.
For just the photo card.
So 31,000 pesos. else would you sell the photo card?
I'm not
even... A million kisses from Bobby.
No.
Sorry. Wow.
A million kisses from Bobby, it's not even...
And a marriage proposal.
Yes. Like, if he tells me, like, okay, sige, magpakasal na tayo today, like, now, at this point.
What are the unreleased clips now? Who is next?
Ah, yung ano, yung may quiz
oh,
sila.
Oh, yeah, and then when they were playing the chicken thing.
Nee.
Okay, got it. Tapos pinaamoy nila yung shukay handed.
Yes.
Okay, got it. We'd actually love to hear, like, other stories like that. My eyes are open to the wonderful world of merch. I thought they were just paper and, like, cute boys photos you can get online. Oh.
They're like real people.
Wow.
They're like human beings. Charing. Wow. If you happen to be in Seoul and you want to buy merch, please do visit YG Republic in Myeongdong and then YG Shop in Lotteong. You
Kitam for you, Dongdaemun. Is that legit?
Pwede din. Pwede din naman. Actually, you're helping them like get sales.
Oh yeah, because you're getting
sales. When you ano, yung love and follow ko pala nung binili ko siya sa YG Shop. Super galing kasi wala na dapat poster yun. Doon nakakuha pa ako ng poster.
Of course, we're conscious that not everyone goes to Seoul to buy merch. How should one go about navigating the market of resellers in the Philippines?
Okay. Actually, okay din to join like group orders.
Is that GO? Is that what you see on standard? Exactly. Okay.
But ako kasi, most of the time, medyo impatient ako when it comes to merches. Kasi, takot ako na the more na matagal dumating sa akin, mas mataas yung probability of damage. So, what I do is that I order from Gmarket. Okay. And then, I have it shipped here in the Philippines via EMS. Medyo expensive. It's like buying directly from the shop in Seoul. Plus shipping and plus tax. Actually, walang tax kapag less than 10,000 and less than 6 yung CDs. So, may rule si Optical Media Board.
Mm.
If you don't want pricey, what you can do is like to join group orders. The best way is to always look at the feedback for the seller. Marami naman yun. Another thing that helped me a lot is that I joined forums. So, I used to have an online shop. I joined a seller forum. Kaya lang, hindi lang siya isang fandom. Ah, you can buy also in CNA. CNA is like a K-pop shop in Metro Manila, pero sobrang pricey nung.
In like the mall or like something?
In malls.
Oh, really?
But oh, then...
I've never seen this.
It's very expensive. Like, you're not a merch lady.
Yeah. Because of course, sobrang cause you mahal. Have to pay rent.
Yeah. And of like, course, like the shipping.
All the taxes.
So, pero if you want like legit, CNA is legit. There's one in Cubao. Should I say the name?
DM her na lang.
DM me. Like
Icon Pick Fix.
Like ask me like who the seller is in Cubao and who the seller is in Cavite. Because there is.
Okay.
Or, what our friends do and what I do sometimes is like, nakikisabay ako. Like, kung alam ko may
pasabay. Tao sa pasabay.
Yeah, pasabay or pabili.
Pao made me buy. I'm not gonna say the name of the group, but like, it was 3 copies. It was so heavy.
So, therefore, friends.
Buti na lang, we were in Korea then.
So, si PD name and then another friend of Dane's and then Dane.
Yeah, they helped me carry it naman. We should do another episode maybe if you wanna give advice to people who maybe wanna start their own like shops. Let us know if that's interesting to you. We can have a column of the merch lady answers your questions. Let's try that.
Same.
Let's see.
Like if you have merch questions.
If you have questions, merch questions.
Like online, who's the best seller? Mm,
yeah.
You can ask me because I'm pretty sure I know them or I've met them online or I know them personally.
Or if you wanna buy the 100 Days album with the Bobby photo card.
We said.
Slide them to her DMs. Let's see when she'll
be.
No! Joke lang. Thank you for sharing that riveting story. I actually did find it riveting. I never thought merch would be so interesting. I'm gonna hold on to my combat a little tighter. And tell the story maybe in the future.
Actually, I'm surprised na hindi ako tinanong ni Dane, like, what's the most expensive merch that I bought?
But you know what? RPD Nim.
I think mas expensive still... KPD. Like, one piece?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yours?
No.
Yung hers?
Tanya.
Uh-oh, yeah.
It's a shirt.
Uh-oh. And there's a reason why the prices were so jacked up. Like, it was a collaboration.
Medyo crazy.
It was pretty legit. Actually, legit siya talaga. Parang may coolness factor talaga. Yeah. So, PD Nim holds that record. Because that was legit, like, Chaco, branded.
Branded collaboration. Clothing. Just to answer the question, like, what's the most expensive?
Yeah.
My merches are just the right price.
And you're always, like, ahead kasi. You're ready to buy.
I'm a chanu.
First
so, like,
drop.
I actually investigate first before I buy. And
interestingly, PD Nim is a chanu also. An ISTJ. And
the that's the reason why she...
Straight laced.
No, that's the reason why she was... She bought that shirt.
Sobrang moment of weakness yun.
Kasi ano yun? Like, hindi na niya ma-solid dun sa rack.
Oo. Yun. So, someday, maybe she'll allow us to get her on this show. And tell you the story. Yuck, parang mga sobrang tatanda na eh. Like, the honey stories of K-pop your.
Yeah, how we fangirled when during our premiere.
Grabe!
Hindi naman kami gano'ng katanda. But the point is, like, nauna naman kami siguro talaga mag...
Dude, I've been a fangirl for 10 years. That's insane.
Huh? You fangirl 10 years now?
Oh my God,
like, I fangirl.
You've been fangirling more than I have. You've had other fandoms.
Oh, yeah. I have so much.
So, thank you for listening to our Merch Lady stories.
Yeah.
Let us know what you thought of this episode. If you have comments, let us know your merch stories. We'd like to hear them.
Yeah.
Make your own recording if you like, and we can play them if you like, or just write them.
Yeah.
Send it to us or tweet about it. We'd
or, like,
love to hear.
If you need help and you find yourself in Seoul and you need help, like, where to buy or in Manila, like, how do you get cheap or at least affordable merches and like who's the best seller and who's the most accommodating, etc., etc. I can't help you with that. So I have several friends who actually do sell, so let me know, just tweet me and I will reply.
Great. Yahoo. And then we will see you on the next podcast.
Yes. Bye.